Hello, this is your girl Shawana here doing another podcast. I hope everyone's having a great Saturday. I know I am. I know I'm still excited by doing this, my exodus movement, letting go and let God take control. Today I want to talk about turning the other cheek. I know for a lot of people this is a touchy subject because that is something that is hard to do. A lot of time is turning the other cheek, letting things go, not engaging in things, just walking away from situations at times. And it's hard to do, especially when you're a Christian, because a lot of times that flesh will take over in circumstances and you just sometimes can't help it that you just have to reach out and touch somebody. But that's what I want to talk about today, turning the other cheek. I know a lot of times we have gotten in situations where, you know, people have picked at you, circumstances have happened where you wanted to beat somebody butt. And as much as you wanted to beat their tail, you had to think about it and turn the other cheek. And it's hard to do that because people can be something. You have people in this world that don't like you and don't even know you. You know, you have situations where people just pick at you for no reason. And you try to be that bigger person and just ignore them, smile, continue to speak to them and treat them right. But sometimes they hit that button where you have to be like, okay, Lord, you're going to have to do something or I'm going to end up hurting this person. And it's hard to do because Jesus said, you know, turn the other cheek when somebody does something to you. And it's a hard thing to do. It really is. It really is. Because I know I've been in situations myself. Because I'm the type of person, I don't go places, I don't hang out. I pretty much keep to myself. And a lot of times I've been in situations where people just felt like that they could pick on me because I'm quiet and humble and I don't do things. But they found out different. Because I can take a lot. But sometimes you may hit that button of mine and you might not want to wake up or silent. And a lot of times I had to walk away from situations because I know me. I know if you wake up that silent part of me, it's nothing nice. And a lot of people feel that way. Because, you know, a lot of us have gone through things, a lot of things, and you just don't have time for people being ignorant and starting stuff because you got so much going on already in life and you just don't feel like engaging in stupidity. That's what I call it, an ignorant. I was watching that trial that was going on with the police officer that killed the young man in Dallas. And I know everybody's in an uproar because she only got 10 years. And a lot of people are in an uproar because that young man's little brother decided to forgive her and gave her a hug after the trial. That touched me because he displayed exactly what Jesus told us to do, to turn the other cheek, forgive. He's not going to forget, but he's trying to move on. And I watched him come on TV the next day after the trial. He was on Good Morning America. And they interviewed him and they asked him, why did you forgive her? And the young man said that I cannot live my life hating this woman. Yes, she killed my brother. But I can't live my life hating her. I can't live my life not doing what God said. He said, God forgives. I ask him to forgive me every day, and he does. So he said, who am I not to forgive? He said, yes, I'm still hurting. Yes, my brother, I will never see again, but I can't live my life like that. He said, it takes time. Everybody's not going to get to that process of forgiving. But he said, but I have gotten to mine. For others, it may take time, and for others, it may not never happen. But he said, I have to live. I have to be able to wake up in the morning with joy and be able to move on and live my life. I can't wake up with hatred. And that touched me because that's exactly what God wants us to do. He don't want us holding grudges against one another. He don't want us hating anybody. He wants us loving one another, helping one another, despite of. And yes, it's hard to forgive, especially if someone hurts you so bad, or you've been in a situation that you got hurt, or circumstances happen. But you have to forgive, not for those people that hurt you, but for your sake, to be able to live this life. I am a prime example. I got raped, and it took me 20 years to let that go, to forgive and to move on. But within those 20 years, I messed my life up. I hurt my children. I hurt my family in the process because I couldn't let it go. I let it suck me dry almost. So I know how it is. And I had to let it go. I had to forgive. I had to turn the other cheek. Am I going to ever forget it? No. That was something that tragically happened to me. I would never forget it. But I had to forgive the person that did it to be able to live my life now. And that's what we have to do. A lot of times we just have to let things go. You're not going to forget it. You have a mind to remember. God gave you a brain. So of course you're not going to forget it. But you're going to be able to live your life better once you let it go. It's easier. The process is. My son's father got murdered. July 10th of this year made 4 years. And Lord knows when it happened, I had so much pain and hate. I was ready to go down to Alabama and find the people that did it and say, let's take them out. But I had to think about it. If I did that, then I would be no better than them. Yes, it hurt. And it definitely hurts my children. And the fact that we don't know who did it makes it even worse. But I had to sit down and I had to think about it. I said, Lord, you're going to have to forgive me for those thoughts. And Lord, I have to forgive these people that did it. I said, because there's nothing that I can do that you haven't already done to them. Me taking their life or wishing harm on them, it's not going to change anything. Because guess what? They're suffering. Because anytime you take somebody's life or does harm to somebody, you're not going to be able to live your life right. Your conscience is not going to help you. You're not going to be able to do anything. You're not. You are going to suffer for anybody that does that. So that's why I understood why that young man forgave that police officer. Because guess what? She got 10 years in jail. And anybody that went to jail know that jail is not easy. It's hard. And you got 10 years of your life in a cell with other people that don't like you because, for one, you're a police officer. And you might have put some of them there. And for two, you're going to have to be fighting for your life every day in there. So, what else can he do to her that what's going to happen to her now being 10 years in jail? It's not going to be a walking park for her. And every time she closes her eyes, she has to live with the fact that she took an innocent man's life. So what else can you do to her? That's what we have to understand. I've seen so much hatred and so much things that have been said about this young man and stuff because he forgave her. But people have to realize you can't walk around here hating and holding grudges. You have to think outside of the box. What can you do? Yes, this young man is gone, but he did not live a life of hatred. He lived a life of love and wanted to help people and forgive people. And his brother said that if my brother was here, he probably would have forgave her himself. He would try to help her. So you lead by example. And that's exactly what God wants to do. We are the salt of the earth. Our job is to lead by example, to show people how to come to Christ and to live our life as Christ wants us to live it. We are the example. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We don't supposed to be hating one another, backbiting, and doing everything that the world doing. No. We're supposed to be better than that. And Christians, we are supposed to be better. As a person, you should want to be better. You shouldn't want to be hating and dislike it. So yes, we have to turn the other cheek at times. Yes, it's hard. And yeah, a lot of times you want to reach out and touch people. You want to do all this stuff. But at the end of the day, when you do that, does it solve anything? No. A lot of times you may be in jail, you may be dead, or you may be whooped. And then the problem's still there. Only thing you did was just beat somebody up. So we got to learn to talk to one another, communicate, and solve problems. Not always want to fight and hurt and bash. So that's all I want to talk about, this little snippet about turning the other cheek. Because Jesus said that's what we're supposed to do. And I know it's hard to do. A lot of us may never get to that part of doing that because our personalities, which is fine. But some of us may understand it's not worth it. I've learned that in my journey of 44 years in life, it's not worth it. So I hope everyone have a great Saturday, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.